Well, good morning. Welcome to the first podcast of our Sunday Primer. In this podcast, our aim is to help begin to focus our attention upon the Lord, to prime our hearts, just as the name of the podcast would suggest, before we gather as the people of God. And so each Sunday morning, a new podcast is going to come out. It's just going to be a short, quick podcast that I hope that you can, in the midst of getting kids ready, feeding them, getting them out the door, driving them to church, getting them into the kids ministry, in the midst of all of that, that sometime you would be able to find maybe 5 minutes to turn on this podcast. Maybe it's with the family as they're driving to church. Maybe it's as you're getting ready for church, and to pause and to focus upon the Lord. And so we're going to be spending some time each week in a section of text that you should have read if you're following along with us in the Year in a Bible series, or a reading plan that we're going through as a church. If you're going through that with us, then hopefully you would have read this the previous week. And our aim is to help prime our hearts as we come before the Lord. And we're going to spend time opening God's Word and praying together quickly, just for 5 to 7 minutes before Sunday morning each week. So this morning, I want to look at Mark chapter 14. This is just leading up to the Last Supper, just hours, honestly, before Christ died. I want to look in verse 3 of chapter 14. It says this: "While he was in Bethany," that's Jesus, "at the house of Simon the leper, as he was reclining at the table, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured it on his head. But some were expressing indignation to one another. 'Why has this perfume been wasted? For this perfume might have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor.' They began to scold her. Jesus replied, 'Leave her alone. Why are you bothering her? She has done a noble thing for me. You always have the poor with you, and you can do what is good for them whenever you want, but you will not always have me. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body in advance for burial. Truly, I tell you, wherever the gospel is proclaimed in the whole world, what she has done will be also told in memory of her.'" Man, what a great passage this is to look at as we come to worship our Lord together. Just this incredible, extravagant heart of worship that we see in this text. And reading through this, three things pop out to me as I've read it a couple times this week. That worship requires sacrifice. That perfume that she poured out on Jesus, it says, was incredibly expensive. It said almost 300 denarii, which is about, estimated to be about a year's worth of wages. And so for her, that wasn't about offering Jesus maybe what was convenient or even left over, but it was about giving him her best. The second thing I see in this text is worship is personal. In the text, we see that people were looking at her with indignation. Like, why would you do this? The disciples were quick to judge her, but Jesus quickly reminds them that her gift was for him. So our worship, it doesn't need to meet the expectations of others or fit this certain criteria that other people expect. It needs to come from a genuine, a sincere heart that seeks to honor the Lord. The third thing I see in this text is that worship ultimately points to Jesus. Jesus was saying that she was anointing his body ahead of burial. And so what that's doing is that's actually pointing to the ultimate sacrifice that Jesus would make for all humanity. It reminds us of the gospel. It points toward the gospel. And so as we look at this passage in Mark 14, I want us to ask ourselves this as we make our way to church this morning, as we gather as the body of Christ: what does extravagant worship look like in our lives? What would it look like for us to spend ourselves with exhaustion coming before the Lord and magnifying His name? True worship demands our time, our resources, and our hearts. And so this morning, can we tune our hearts to the Lord and worship Him wholeheartedly, spending ourselves with gratitude for the gospel? I want to pray for us just as we're closing this time and as we get ready to gather as the body of Christ. So Father, we come with eager anticipation of what You will do among us this morning. We thank You for this text in Mark 14, this example of a woman who has such an extravagant act of worship and who lays to rest what others might think of her and focuses on what honors You. And so, Lord, would You teach us this morning to worship You with a heart that is bold, that is sacrificial, like this woman in this story, and that is fully devoted to You, Lord. Help us to see that there is great beauty in honoring You above the opinions of others. And Lord, would You meet with us this morning? Would Your Holy Spirit meet with us, God? And we come with great expectation, great anticipation that You will. God, we love You and pray this in the powerful, holy name of Jesus Christ. Amen.